Addressing a news conference in the capital today, Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association spokesperson Francis Rodzi said hospital doctors will continue with their industrial action until the government meets their demands for salary increases. Doctors are demanding an upward review of their salaries from $282 to at least $1,200 and an increase of on-call allowances from the current 35 cents to at least $10 per hour. However, the government is refusing to increase the doctor's salaries, saying its coffers are empty. Meanwhile, Rodzi says most of the local doctors are being offered employment by foreign health institutions, a move he says may leave the country with inexperienced doctors if those being approached accept the foreign job invitations.
After spending so much, the government is so reluctant, you know, to hold on to people that they've so much spent for and just let them go to, you know, other countries, neighboring countries. I can tell you that we have several junior doctors who are being offered opportunities outside the country, particularly, you know, South Africa, Namibia, and Botswana. Because as junior doctors, they are also able to go and work to those countries that recognize the UZ degree as part of their housemanship. So what it means is, if the government continues to neglect, you know, the issues that are being raised by junior doctors, you will see an influx, rather an outflux of junior doctors leaving government institutions, going to neighboring countries where they can earn more.
Rodzi also accused the government of misplacing its priorities. He said it was said that traditional leaders in the country are earning much higher than doctors who save lives.
It is slave wages, because you cannot expect doctors to continue to survive under such situations. And for doctors to earn $282 as basic salary really is an exploitation, which is also contrary to, even the current economic blueprints like Zim Asset, okay, which endeavor to provide basic health services, under the social services cluster.
Rodzi said the industrial action will continue until their pay demands have been met. In other news, the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe says it will resist the Harare City Council's plan to move all vendors from the Central Business District. The Vendors Union General Secretary Samuel Wadzai said his organization, which he claims has more than 13,000 members, is not happy that vendors will be moved, depriving them of their source of livelihood at a time when the country's economy is not performing well.
We have got the local authorities, who basically are the agencies of the government, still living with archaic bylaws, the Smith regime bylaws that do not recognize vendors. But as National Vendors Union, we are saying the time is now, and the government have got only one option, and that is the option of accepting vending and taking vendors as workers. Because if they don't do that, this country really is on the brink of collapsing. Because on a daily basis, we are losing our young people from former employment joining the vending enterprise. So the moment you push them, I think they are just putting themselves under a lot of pressure.
Wadzai said his union will resist the move if council does not provide alternative and lucrative vending sites.
We have through our consultants, developed what we have termed street vendors bill, protection of livelihoods bill. This bill seeks, among other things, to curb corruption within the vending enterprise. One. Two, to ensure that vendors are organized. Three, to ensure that vendors are able to contribute to the development of the economy. So you are not, we cannot be able to do that if we are not recognized. So this bill seeks first and foremost to ensure that vendors are recognized. And we take vendors as workers, because after all, about cinema workers in Zimbabwe, everyone is now a vendor.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni and Council spokesperson Leslie Gwindi. Running battles have become commonplace in the city between vendors and municipal police who are confiscating their wares.
What are you doing, Mapula?
Turning to civil society, the board chairperson of the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, Dewa Mavinga, says the Democracy Lobby Group maintains its decision not to renew the contract of its director, McDonald Lewanika, when it expires at the end of this year. Mavinga says this follows an adverse audit report that implicated Lewanika in the misuse of the organization's funds, among other issues.
To be effective in holding government and other public or private institutions accountable, we must be strong actors and staunch defenders of the values we subscribe to. Recalling that a duly constituted Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition board legitimately met on October 10, 2014, and decided not to renew the director's employment contract based on, among other things, an adverse 2013 external audit report that the board reviewed, and regrettably noting the continued defiance and resistance by the affected employee, Ms. McDonald Lewanika, working in cahoots with the spokesperson, Ms. Mfundo Mlilo, to issue contrary statements to cause chaos and confusion. We state as follows. One, the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition board decision not to renew the director's employment contract stands as made on 10 October 2014.
For his part, Lewanika was quoted by Neanda Radio as saying he was organizing a special general meeting of the organization's membership with a view to overturn the board's decision. But Mavinga says that meeting, set for some time this month, is not sanctioned, hence its outcome will be null and void.
The illegal so-called special general meeting, improperly called by the Secretariat for the purpose of reversing the board decision on one employee, is null and void and will not take place under current conditions, where there is no harmonization among membership and where the outgoing director is driving chaos to address a personal employment contract issue. All Crisis Coalition members were duly notified that the board did not authorize the unsigned anonymous notice for the special general meeting, and that should such a meeting be required, proper procedures will be followed to convene the meeting. The board will not attend the bogus meeting, but will continue to defend the legitimate interests of the coalition and ensure that civil society does not set precedents wherein disgruntled employees disregard governance structures and resort to political shenanigans to evade accountability.
And to the courts now, a Harare magistrate today jailed 11 members of the apostolic sect for an effective 4 years and acquitted 26 others on charges of assaulting police officers and journalists in Harare's Budiro suburb. The police officers and journalists had accompanied the leadership of the church's umbrella body, the Apostolic Christian Council of Zimbabwe, that had gone to the sect's Budiro shrine to investigate reports that the church was abusing children, for example, barring them from attending school. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.